it's just a rap thing. And we're back with episode 29 of The Sounds of Struggle. I am Chris Parrish.
I feel like Stevie Wonder.
Why is that?
Allergies. I'm jobbing to allergies.
What kind of allergies?
The allergic kind.
He can't see.
No, I really can't.
But he's still a better driver than Cato.
Several other people, yes.
And we actually don't have that much to talk about this week.
Pretty much all hockey, really.
Yeah, it is all hockey.
Shall we get everything else out of the way first?
Nah, let's jump into hockey and then we'll just
okay.
Put everything else somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
I don't know. So, as we left off with 28, we were about to see the NHL expansion draft to find out who the Vegas Golden Knights selected.
They selected Tom Barrasso, Steven Stamkos, and Adolf Hitler.
And they also didn't select Epic Wood because they want to be competitive.
Indeed.
But yeah, we're going to run down every selection by the Vegas Golden Knights. Yes. We're not going to talk about the trades or the side trades, but we can definitely say that there were a few.
Yes, there was.
The Vegas Golden Knights did get a plethora of draft picks and a few other players.
They had like 11 draft picks, didn't they?
Yeah.
Something like ridiculous like that.
And they all went for in like the drafts of 2017, 2018, 2019, even a 2020 pick.
Yep.
And with that pick, you definitely can see very well.
Well, I can see into the future with it.
Well, I'm not saying you, per se.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Just saying general.
Yes. I think they're in good hands with this GM.
George McPhee's not a bad guy.
He's a little bit of all right.
He's okay.
I didn't say a lot of all right, just a little bit.
Washington,
not,
man.
Not like a little bit
he
of all right.
He was in Washington.
Just a little bit of all right.
I mean, he couldn't even get a cup in Washington.
Yeah, but that team is all like regular season. They're like St. Louis or San Jose. They're all regular season.
He put it together.
Yeah, fair enough.
He also couldn't see properly when he was looking at the, road to the cup.
You can only see so far ahead. Blinders on. Allergic blinders.
Anyway, we're going to start with the Anaheim Ducks.
Hey.
And, let's see. Do you know who they selected? Or do you want me to just...
You just go with it because I have an idea, but I can't remember a lot of them.
All right. Vegas selected defenseman Clayton Stoner from the Anaheim Ducks. Obviously, there were some side trade made there, so they didn't take Sammy Vatanen or even like maybe an Andrew Cogliano or anything like that. But there was definitely a side trade made on that one, so Vegas selected Clayton Stoner.
Yes.
That brings us to the Arizona Coyotes.
Hey.
And Vegas selected forward Teemu Pulkkinen.
What's his name?
Pulkkinen.
Poke my eye out?
Well, I mean, I could.
Oh, I would love it. That'd be great.
That could help.
Yeah, it really would. I don't know who this guy is.
He's a forward that he was traded to Arizona. And, he's not a bad guy. He's a young forward. Obviously, European.
Ah, yes.
I mean, what's a Teemu anyway, but...
About 3'6".
No, that was the Oilers draft pick.
Yeah, I heard.
But we'll get to that eventually. That takes us to Buffalo. And Vegas selected William Carrier, a forward. There's obviously a side deal made there.
One of the many.
Yeah, one of the many. I think a first round pick actually went to Vegas' way to ensure that they didn't take anybody else. And then we have Boston, and Vegas took defenseman Colin Miller.
Yes.
And that's actually a pretty... I do like that pick. He's going to be a good young defenseman.
Yeah, I agree.
As you just put your phone away because you know.
I don't know anybody. I don't know a damn thing.
So then that takes us to Calgary. A team who I wished would have taken the Alberta flag off their jerseys.
Did they not?
No, they kept it on, so they're
they
still...
just do it to piss us off.
Well, they're still a blue patch, and it just looks stupid.
Not to mention they're not the only team in Alberta.
No, and they don't even wear blue. So at the very least, if they would have just kept the shield, I would have been okay with it. Just take the blue off.
Yeah.
Like, damn it, Calgary. You're stupid.
Well, among other things.
Huh. But anyway, Vegas took defenseman Derek Engelin.
Englewood!
Yeah. So he used to be on Pittsburgh. I think he won a cup in Pittsburgh and then
went to... Yeah, 09, right?
Yeah, and then he went to Carolina, or to Calgary, and then to them. He's probably happy he doesn't have to play there anymore.
I would be.
Well, I mean, I don't think he would have even made the team now with Calgary trading for Travis Hamonic.
I could play backup goalie.
And, yeah, okay. So then that brings us to Carolina.
See!
And Vegas took Connor Brickley, who's a young player. There's obviously a side trade.
There's a lot of young players that were drafted.
There's definitely a side trade on Carolina because he could have took so many other people.
Oh, yeah.
And then we
could have taken Bickle.
No, he retired.
You could have taken him.
No, you couldn't.
Why not?
Because he's retired.
I still would have tried.
He has MS.
Multiple scoring opportunities, yes.
He did score in his last game.
Exactly!
But it was his last game.
Of the season.
Ever.
Season.
Ever.
That season.
Ever.
Agree to disagree.
I'm right.
No, I can't say you're not.
I can.
Oh, okay. So you're not
say
right.
That I'm a little bit of all right.
That's true, because you're CWC champion.
Yeah. Bitches. And anyway, then it brings us to Chicago, where...
Chicago, they took Van Riemsdyk.
Yeah, Trevor Van Riemsdyk, a great defenseman, but then they traded him anyway the next day.
Yeah.
So,
for a couple draft picks.
Yeah.
That was it.
And, but the beauty of this pick was Maniac.
I owe you a beer.
You do owe me a beer.
Yeah.
Because of that one. You thought they'd take Kruger.
I thought they would. I really... the way they drafted, he was, like, one of the last picks, and... I thought they needed another forward. I thought they had a lot of defensemen. But
yeah.
I didn't realize that they were going to take him immediately trade bait him. So that makes sense now.
Yeah.
I did debate about it for a bit over these two, between Kruger and Van Riemsdyk, but I went with a forward.
Well,
I'm wrong.
Before we get into the next team, your Blackhawks made, you know, quite the amount of trades.
Yeah, they made some waves.
But again,
a couple splashes.
I mean, we'll get there when we talk about the entry draft.
Where we enter the draft.
Yeah. And then anyway, we believe that we're done for... No, there's still Columbus, and they took forward William Karlsson.
Yes.
Good pick.
Good pick.
He's a good player.
Solid guy.
Will I am. And then I believe that leaves the Colorado Avalanche.
See.
And they took goaltender Calvin Picard.
Is he the son of Jean-Luc Picard?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I know... He was a starter for the Canadian World Championship team.
Didn't they lose?
They did.
Well, that's a great pick.
Yeah, but I think probably Taylor Hall played. That's probably why. Oh no, he didn't get asked to play because he sucks.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're moving on to the D's. That leaves us Detroit, and they took Thomas Nosek.
I have no say on this.
Well. Well, yeah, he has no sex, so... Yeah, I don't know too much about him. Obviously, a side deal is made on this one.
Yes.
Because I wouldn't have taken him.
I don't even know who he is.
He's a forward.
Sure.
So, yeah, I don't know. He's probably going to be the next icon of the NHL, given the way Detroit...
Yeah, they're really good at picking those guys.
They know how to develop European players. I've heard they've had a few come and go.
Yeah, like Steve Yzerman, Brendan Shanahan, Brett Hull.
European?
Well, they have to pee too sometimes.
True enough. True enough. And then that brings us to Dallas.
Another D. Double D!
And they took forward Cody Eakins.
Yeah, and it's funny because they were supposed to announce one team and then they announced Dallas instead.
They're supposed to draft.
Because the owner's a moron.
Because they're supposed to name LA's and they just, you know...
Because the owner's a moron.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yes, it was.
And then that brings us to
the LA.
Edmonton.
Oh, close enough.
We're going alphabetical here.
Oh, that's close enough.
And this is where Manike owed me another beer. But that one was paid off.
Yes.
And they took defenseman Griffin Reinhart.
Well, to be fair, the bet we had was you said they'd take Reinhart, I said they'd take Kruger. You got Reinhart right, so I got you the beer. I got Kruger wrong, so now I actually owe you beer.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said.
Point is, I owe you beer.
Yeah.
You know who owes me a beer? Jack Pride.
Because he's gay?
Well, among other things, he cheers for the Leafs. But my point is, I pay mine up right away.
Well, he paid half yours up right away.
Well, I left before the other pick was done.
Yeah, it was kind of boring. But anyway, that brings us to Florida.
F.
And
fuck town.
And they took for Jonathan Marchessault, who got 30 goals last season.
That's a good pick on their part.
I was quite surprised that Florida didn't protect him.
Well, you got to protect guys like Yarmolyar. Oh, wait. Or guys like Roberto Longo. Oh, wait. I don't know who they protected.
No,
actually. They used all their
Yager, Yager's actually UFA right now.
I thought that started on the 1st.
No, but you're not going to take a guy that may not sign with you.
I don't know.
Like, that's a waste of a pick. And then Longo has a contract that's...
ridiculous.
Well, I mean, anybody who pretty much has him throughout that contract and is going to have to end up paying him like a bunch of money well after he's done playing hockey.
$1 trillion.
So, it's redonkulous to take Roberto Luongo.
Yeah.
And nobody wants Reimer because he sucks.
Yeah.
But yeah, now after Florida, then comes LA and they took defenseman really? Braden McNabb. Yeah.
Okay.
You want to go through the alphabet?
I don't. I
after
can't do
F,
it.
There's G, there's no T.
I can't
no
see
T.
right now. I can't do the alphabet.
That's why I'm saying this to you.
Oh, okay.
You know, I just want you to hear.
I'll listen.
That's why we're doing a podcast and
hooray!
Not watching TV.
Use your listening eyes.
No visual aids needed here.
I have visual aids.
McNaik is going to be doing the John Cena because he can't see anything right now.
I have visual aids and emotional ones, too.
Yeah, the doctor saw your AIDS the last time you had a checkup.
Yeah. Those are also my balls.
All right, after L.A., we get to the M's.
Wait, did we even do L.A.? I don't remember what...
Braden McNabb. He's a defenseman. Actually, a good young defenseman. Big guy, too.
Did they do a trade for that one?
No.
No? Okay.
No, Braden McNabb is a good pick. He's a good, young, big defenseman.
Oh, okay.
We're going to need that. And then we get to the M's. And then we had Montreal.
Yeah. Frenchies. I'm still in the Fs.
The Fs.
Frenchie.
Oh, my Lord. You are...
These medications are really messing me up.
Oh, God. I don't know what to do with you sometimes.
I don't know what to do with me either half the time. Most of the time. All the time.
But before we go to the M's, we're going to tell everybody that if you're listening to the podcast and you want to listen to more of the podcast, make sure you go to Google Play.
To iTunes.
Or
Podbean.
And download the Edmonton Sport Podcast Network and download The Sounds of Struggle.
Episode 1 through 29 now.
1 to 29. We got number XXX coming up.
Yeah.
We should make that one like the porn version or something.
So we'll do it naked?
Well, I don't think we should be naked. I think we should get like a naked guest.
Sean Martins? We'll
yeah.
talk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And, wow.
So who'd Montreal pick?
Oh, God. Well, you got a bad picture of Sean Martins in my head now.
There's no bad pictures of Sean Martins.
No, that's true. He's a sexy beast.
He's the headline.
Oh, he's definitely the headline. We know why. You will find out this Saturday why.
Is it this Saturday?
This Saturday, July 1.
Holy shit. I gotta start training.
Monster Pro Wrestling features an outdoor show, if weather permits.
Happy goddamn Canada Day.
Yeah. Special time of 2 to 4, $10 advance tickets. 15 at the door.
Get it? Because 150th?
Yeah.
You bunch of goobers?
10 times 15 is 150, and that's how old Canada is.
Yeah. Show up or I'll fight you in your own home and burn it down.
So if you want to come see a great wrestling show on Canada Day outside, come down to the Alberta Ave Community Hall.
And come on. We will continue to make waves.
Will we now?
Well, that's what we do.
I'll drown that pool out. And I'll fill it with beer and then I'll drink it all.
I don't know if I drink a pool of beer. People pee in pools.
Well, they're not going to pee in beer. Who pees in beer?
Drunk people.
Nah, we don't bring them.
True.
Yeah. And then while you're at MPW, you can look at your favorite wrestlers, Maniac, Sean Martin, Chris Parrish, and be like, you know what? I want to be like them. I want to wear a little bit of their gear.
But you can't because you suck. But if you wanted to try, you can go to whatamaneuver.net.
Yes, and that's where you can get all of the struggle, the struggle t-shirt, hoodie, baby onesie.
Tank top.
Huh? Unisex, baby. Unisex.
I've never liked having sex with the unicycle. No. That's just me.
No, you and I. Sex.
Oh, does Mrs. Parrish and Mrs. Manac know?
Does it matter?
Nah, you're right.
Yeah. And then, if you want, you can also get vintage One World Empire gear. Yeah.
I'd say I almost missed One World Empire, but I don't.
Well, I mean, it's pretty much you and I anyway.
Exactly.
So, I mean, we just had, you know, a stupid dog. And then...
Spade neutered.
A guy who wants to call himself after a medal.
Bronze?
Steel.
I would have called him after farm equipment.
I mean...
A hedge trimmer?
Or like a stupid city, Sydney.
I've never been, can't say.
Anyway. There's a Sydney in Canada, isn't there?
Oh, the East Coast, that's why I've never been.
Yeah, that's why it's stupid. It's in the East Coast.
Fair enough.
And, yeah. I mean, we had a couple other members, but, I mean, yeah. Anyway, we're losing on topic. Go to watermaneuver.net, get all your struggle, One World Empire
gear. Mama and Papa Maniac actually did that the other day. They can support us. They don't even know how to use phones. So if they can do it, so can you. Don't be dumb. Do it now.
Yep.
We'll wait.
And because we are actually telling people to go and support us, buy your merchandise, we're also going to take this time to make fun of Daniel the Jobber.
Who?
The guy who you blocked on Twitter.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
I blocked several.
Yeah, one of the guys from Action Sports Podcast Network that you blocked on Twitter.
I unblocked Mike Thruff the other day.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is it my turn now?
Sure.
Okay.
He and I had, he came to me, professed his undeniable admiration of how great struggle is.
Is that why he's walking funny now?
Yeah, it
is. Okay.
Point is, we have, we've come to an agreement.
Because I just thought he tried to do push-ups again and then was like, went wrong.
No, he blew out his O-ring for something else that I helped him with.
I think I know.
Surprise, butt sex.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Just to say, we're on talking terms for now, but he's on probation.
So anyway, the Montreal Canadiens took defenseman Alexei Yemelin.
His name rings a bell, I know that.
He was kind of one of their main guys. I mean, there was Petrie, there was Subban until he was traded, but it was Markov, Yemelin, Weber. And then Weber. Yeah, he's one of the, you know, the top four or top five defensemen.
That makes sense as to get rid of, you can't really protect them, but it sucks for them. Their defense just gets a little bit thinner.
No, but I think it was a good cap. Like, it took off some cap, too, with Montreal. And I think it allowed them to, when they made that Drouin signing, expose a contract that they could get rid of.
But they got rid of one of the really good young defensemen that they probably could have needed. But anyways, that's beside the point.
Well, they got rid of a lot of young defensemen that they could use. But that's, again, not the point.
Davidson.
They do have guys who can score now.
That's true. Drouin, who is from Quebec.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Davidson might actually do well in Montreal.
Yeah.
But anyway, that takes us to the Minnesota Wild.
Like the new jersey. Their new jerseys are good.
The new green one, yes. Probably one of the better jerseys that was kind of changed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Vegas themselves actually very much like their jerseys.
Yeah, they look a lot like the upper, kernels and whatnot of the Nazi army. Take a look. Compare the black one. to what the Nazi armies the higher up wore. Very similar in colors. The Vegas Golden Nazis. That's what they are now known as.
Are the Nazi Golden Knights?
The Vegas Nazi Knights.
Nazi is now a place.
Yeah. The Vegas Nazi Knights.
Anyway.
Coming this year.
So from Minnesota, they took defenseman Eric Holla. Definite sight.
Holla, holla at your boy.
Yeah. Holla, holla at your player.
I don't know if I even recognize this name.
Holla, holla.
Well, Teddy Long player. Yeah, I get that, but... this other Holla guy. Don't go home.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's hard to get a side...
Surprised they didn't choose Matt Dumba.
Well, there's, like I said, there's a side deal.
Ah, fair enough.
On this one, so... and then... yeah, is there only two M's in the NHL? I believe so.
Yeah.
Because then it takes us to probably the biggest player drafted.
Nashville!
Yeah, where they took four James Neal.
Well, we'll get into it a little bit later, but do you think he's the biggest one? I mean...
I think he's the best player that they took. Like right now, he's their best the best
does
player.
That include goalie?
Yeah, I would actually say Neal is better.
Okay.
At this point, no. Hey, Neal didn't lose his job. Just saying.
Fair enough.
But anyway, and then we have the New Jersey Devils. Talking New Jerseys.
Speaking of New Jerseys, yeah.
We go to the Devils, and you know. Do you remember anybody, or am I literally doing every team?
You're going to have to do every team. I don't remember anybody besides Chicago. What?
Oh, my Lord. I remembered Edmonton pretty well.
Whatever. I'm on a lot of meds. I wish I was at home in a Snuggie. My struggle Snuggie.
Your struggle snows. You know, I think we really need to get some of those.
I think we need to start mass producing those. I agree.
Yeah, so. We could talk about this later.
Yeah, let's talk about it later.
But anyway, New Jersey took defenseman John Merrill.
Oh. Good for them.
I don't know. So, I wonder if his middle name is like Bone. It could be Bone Merrill. That'd be a good nickname for hockey.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, if he's a big hitter, call him the Boner.
Well,
the Boner Merrill.
Wouldn't that go better with Clayton Stoner?
Stoner Boner?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would work too.
Bam. No, not a bad pick. I mean, with New Jersey, it's kind of hard. They're definitely rebuilding.
Yeah. Oh, that's clear.
So, I mean, they definitely did a good job of the draft. The NHL entry draft. It's hard.
Hint, the guy who they picked, number one overall, apparently a fan of them for a long time.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
And he, that pick, he represents one third of everyone from his country who got picked.
Australia!
Close. But anyway, that brings us to the New York Islanders. And they took goalie J.F. Berube. And there's definitely a side deal involving the Islanders' first overall, first round pick.
Never heard of him.
He was pretty much their backup goalie.
Ever since Halak did the whole whatever.
When Halak went down to the AHL, Berube was the backup goalie to Thomas Greiss.
So, no.
Not too bad. I mean, he's obviously going to play in their AHL.
Yeah.
So, that is what it is. And then the Rangers, we're in the Rangers now.
They took Lundqvist.
Yeah. No, they took somebody who actually has two healthy knees. They took forward Oscar Lindberg. Good young forward.
Lindberg.
Again, like, we saw a lot of young players go. We saw a few vets actually go as well.
You need that veteran presence, of course.
So, and we will get to the vet on our next one, because they went Ottawa, and no surprise here, they took defenseman Mark Messot.
And, captain cutoff finger.
And I believe if anybody's going to be the captain of the Vegas Golden Knights, Mark Messot could very well be the first captain.
We'll get into that after, because I want to talk about captains and alternates afterwards.
All right. Anyway, now we go to your Fs. In Philadelphia. Just kidding. That's a P. But you can't see that.
PH. The fat Fs.
Yeah. But they took Pierre-Edouard Bellemare.
The French guy.
Yeah.
Back to F. Yeah. Frenchies.
See?
There it is. Yeah. Tied it in.
See?
Yeah.
You kind of doubted me when I said that. We're back to the Fs, huh?
I'm on so much medication right now, I don't even know if you're real.
Yeah, you're on a lot of things right now.
Yeah.
And
estrogen, yeah, in particular.
Yeah, you're actually sitting on me as we talk.
Yeah.
It's awkward. Yeah, now we go to the Pittsburgh Penguins, where no shock here. But what was shocking was Pittsburgh actually gave compensation to Vegas to take this player. And that was goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yeah, they were going to take Sidney Crosby, but he apparently wasn't good enough.
Yeah. Apparently had too many concussions.
Yeah. Not good enough. Hasn't done much in his career.
They didn't want anybody who scored important goals in game, like big important games.
In game, well, any game?
Yeah. So, yeah, so I mean, obviously now that rounded up the goalies with Fleury and Picard is probably your starter backup and then your AHL starter in Berube. So, and then we go to San Jose, and they took defenseman David Schlemko, who, again, they traded away for picks the very next day.
Which was very surprising.
Well, I mean, they did have a lot of defensemen, and they had a lot of young guys who couldn't... I think there were RFAs who obviously were looking for contracts where they didn't have to play AHL.
Yeah.
So I think that had a lot to do with it. But then we go to the St. Louis Blues, where another David was selected, and that was David Perron.
That one surprised me a little bit, because there was no side deal there, was there?
No, and I
thought for sure they were going to pick someone else.
I thought they were going to take a Gunnarsson or Edmondson.
That's what I thought.
Or, like, one of the defensemen.
One of the sons.
Yeah. So, for me, too, that one was a little bit surprising. But, again, another veteran in the forward lineup.
Yep.
So it gives them a little bit of stability when it comes to leadership.
True, true.
And then the next pick definitely will be a leader on the team, and that was Tampa Bay selection when they took defenseman Jason Garrison.
Garrison. Welcome to the Garrison.
And I actually liked that pick.
I wasn't sure who they're going to pick from that team.
I'm
okay with it.
I think I personally would have selected one of the forwards. But, again, like, I don't think you could go wrong on this one.
No, it's one of those that you might not have picked it yourself, but you're not upset with it.
Yeah. Now we go to a team, Toronto, and there wasn't a lot of selection here.
Yeah, coming from a team that protected Matt Martin. That just shows you a whole hell of a lot about the team.
Oh, they had to, because he has a no-move clause.
Well, how did he get there? If he has no move clause, how did he get there from New York Islanders? He had to move.
Nope.
He just...
No, he got the no move in.
Why is Toronto all about the no move clause? They do that all the time.
Because Toronto's stupid. That's why they don't win Stanley Cups.
That makes so much sense. By the way, if you're listening, Jack Pride, case of beer on the line. Who does better, Chicago or Toronto this year? It's still open. Get back to me.
Yeah, and don't pick stupid beer either. You got to pick good beer.
Well, I get to, if I win, I pick the beer. And if you win, you get Molson Canadian. Because it's got a leaf on it.
How about you just get some, like, Colt 45s?
And two zigzags? Maybe that's all he needs.
Yeah, and then he can go back to, like, feeling like he's 12.
Yeah, fair enough.
Have you ever seen him with his, like, hair in a ponytail? He looks like he's 12 years old.
I try not to look at him at all because...
He's ugly?
It's mildly disturbing. Really, it's...
He looks like a girl.
I put my hair in a man bun because, well, YOLO 420 swag and all that shit.
I put my hair in a hair bun.
Yeah, but you don't do it like a douche.
No, this is true. Very true.
Yeah.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Damn right. Everyone does.
But anyway, with the Toronto Maple Leafs, they took forward Brandon Lipsick.
Didn't he used to be part of the Washington Capitals?
Maybe.
That would explain why they picked him. Prior history with McPhee, perhaps?
Maybe McPhee actually drafted him. I don't know. I'd have to check into that one.
Because I'm pretty sure the Toronto gave Washington Daniel or David or whatever, Winnick, whatever his name is, for Lipsick.
Daniel Winnick?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. We'll have to look that one up. That brings us to Vancouver. And
They took
defenseman Lucas Sabiza, which I actually like this pick. I think Sabiza is a top four defenseman on a lot of teams.
I took a pill in Sabiza.
Sweet.
Yeah.
How was it?
I shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, you can't see now because of it.
Yeah. Temporary paralysis of my eyes.
But speaking of Washington, that brings us to Washington. They took defenseman Nate Schmidt. Definite side deal on this team.
Yeah. There were several players that they could have taken that would have been much more proficient on forward side.
Well, even their backup goalie, Grabauer.
Yeah. But do you really want to take four goalies, though?
All over Berube, I would have.
True.
But, I mean, hey, Vegas also could flip these guys for picks. So I mean,
very true. They did that with a couple already, so.
Yeah. And then that leaves us with the Winnipeg Jets, and they took forward Chris Thorburn.
Don't know much about that guy.
I think he's a fourth-line player.
Perfect.
He's a big winger.
Grinder.
Yeah. So, I mean,
he's probably on Grinder.
I don't know. But I think every team needs one.
A Grinder?
Or two. Oh, yeah. Especially on their fourth line.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not bad. I mean, I didn't think Vegas took, you know, that bad of a team.
No, surprisingly, I think they did surprisingly very well. Like, they handled themselves quite well. And all the picks they got, that's going to help them in the future.
Well, and they did have three first-round picks of the NHL entry draft.
Yeah.
And then they
up 13 or 14 in total?
In the side trade with the Islanders, they also picked off Mikhail Grabowski.
Which is also good for forward.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think we saw him do very well this year.
Yeah.
So I think he adds a little bit of explosiveness to the wing.
Yeah. Now, let's go back to it. Who do you think will be the captain of the alternates?
If they do select a captain, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't have a captain in their first season.
Well, fair enough.
But if they do, I definitely would take Mark Methot as the captain with Jason Garrison and James Neal as assistants. And I would not be surprised if Perron is a rotating assistant.
You really think he's gotten that much better?
David Perron?
Yeah.
I think it's more what he brings. He brings a lot of leadership to the team.
Oh, fair enough. What about Cody Eakins? Do you think he can have an A?
No. No, I think Neal will pretty much be the primary forward with an A.
I'm thinking, honestly, James Neal possibly have a C, but I agree with the other two. I think all three of those guys that you mentioned were going to have letters, but I'm just not sure of the order.
Yeah, I mean, we're also talking a little premature because July 1 is Saturday, and even though that is MPW, it's also the beginning of the free agent
frenzy!
Which kind of has lost the frenzy part because of the whole, right now, all UFA and RFAs can negotiate with any team. They just can't sign anything until July 1.
Yeah.
So it takes away a lot of the thunder that it used to have because the NHL is now like basketball or football where they have this negotiation period. So there's probably going to be deals that get done but just finalized on Saturday. So it'll be very interesting. Now, two names that aren't available. One is
Chris Parrish?
No. Well, it depends who's asking.
You would really leave Team Tag Struggle?
No, I'm not team-wise.
Oh, okay.
You know, got to keep options open.
Fair enough.
I mean, possible. I mean, like we said, we just finished an expansion draft.
True.
I mean, for the right price, could expand. Just saying.
That is true.
Just saying.
Fair enough.
Especially in the female category. I think Tag Struggle could use some females. Just say.
Okay, I'm glad you expanded upon that. It's not like you're actually going to get rid of your wife.
No.
Okay.
Not yet. I mean, at all. No, so, but no, two names that are not going to be available for July 1 is TJ Oshie.
Yep.
And Chris Russell.
So, is it because they are restricted, they're allowed to re-sign?
No, they actually re-signed with their teams already.
So if it's the team you're already on, you can do that?
Well, yeah, oh yeah, you can still re-sign with your team.
But if you want to go somewhere else, you can't unless...
You can't officially, unless they trade you.
Gotcha.
Because they can trade negotiation rights. But right now, that's stupid because everybody has negotiation rights.
Yeah. By the way, it was reported today, Cassian got a three-year deal for like 5 something million.
Yeah, 5.75, I believe.
So Russell, Cassian, and Oshie.
But he was an RFA.
Yeah.
So, Anil Yakupov did not get a qualifying offer.
First round pick, you fool.
But no, TJ Oshie signed a big 5-year deal with the Washington Capitals. He got paid pretty well.
Yes.
Or sorry, it was an 8-year deal, and it was worth
$46 million.
Approximately 5.75 per
year.
Yeah. And then Chris Russell did a 4-year $60 million deal.
60?
16.
That makes way more sense. Yeah. 4 years, we're gonna pay you $60 million. Wow.
Sweet.
I mean, Tag Struggle's worth that. I don't know how many other people are, though.
No. Definitely not the Shark Club or Epic Wood, I'll say that much.
So, speaking of trades,
yeah,
let's get into it.
Yeah, right before the entry draft, we saw some big trades go down. And even prior, where we saw Jordan Eberle being traded from the Edmonton Oilers to the New York Islanders for... Mr. Dylan Strome. Just kidding. It was Ryan.
Yeah. I actually got excited. I thought it was Dylan Strome for a minute. Like, no. Ah, how about that? But no.
Now, Dylan Strome got drafted by Arizona.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, who, by the way, Arizona, busy. They got Anthony Ratta and Patrick Stepan.
Anti.
Whatever. Hell of a traitor. And in to return... The New York Rangers got Anthony D'Angelo and a 2017 first-round pick.
Yep. Arizona also traded for Derek Stepan.
Oh, in that deal. Same deal, yes.
So that's not a bad trade at all.
No. And the Yotes also, segueing into it, traded away Connor Murphy. Murphy.
See, you got a Connor.
And a Murphy.
So there you go.
And a Laurent Dauphin. I think that's how you say his last name.
Let me check this out.
D-A-U-P-H-I-N?
Dauphin? Dauphin, yeah.
Both of whom have signed to my Chicago Blackhawks for Nicklas Hjalmarsson.
Wait, you know what? And I know right away this kind of looks like, oh my God, they traded one of their staples on their D. Connor Murphy is going to be a good young defenseman.
It's coming true. Up. But even still, without Hjalmarsson and that experience, our D does look a little shaky.
No, but at the same time, he's going to be playing with a Seabrook. Or Keith and like,
yeah.
Or I'm pretty sure Brian Campbell's going to remain.
Hasn't signed officially yet, but it looks like he might.
And then Johnny Oduya as well. So there's
again hasn't officially signed, but hopefully
a plethora of veteran
presence
on the on their defensive group that I think having a young defenseman is a good idea. Which remain. Plus, they also lost Framarine Strike in the expansion draft.
Yeah,
so. You know,
having another young defenseman kind of take over and get better.
And they saved a few dollars on the cap.
Yep.
And they needed that.
And I think also because it looks like Host is going to go long-term, I think they're going to be saving a lot of money that way, which is nice.
But
it sucks, but it's nice.
He has to get put on the first day of the season.
Yeah.
So they
which they wouldn't be able to trade him then.
They technically have to pay him for 1 day.
Yeah.
Of his contract. Well, I mean, I think he gets paid, but...
He gets paid, but it doesn't count against
the cap. 1 day counts against the cap or something. It's a very weird statistic.
Yeah. Speaking of which, they needed to find someone to fill the void that Hossa leaves out. A good two-way player who is very, very good at backchecking like Hossa, but younger, much younger. They brought back Brendan Saad.
Yeah, but they also traded away former Calder Trophy winner.
Panarin, you know what? I don't hate this trade. I don't necessarily like it, but I don't hate it.
See, now the cap hit is the same.
Exactly. Well, the difference is Saad longer deal.
Yeah, 2 years longer, and I think a lot of it was they expected Panarin to go big on his next contract, and they probably didn't think they were going to be able to keep him within the cap.
No, plus the fact that, you know, having someone like Saad come back hopefully will revitalize Jonathan Toews so they can get back to their scoring ways together, which would be nice. And it's going to be really nice to when he scores, I can look at whoever the team playing and say, kneel before Saad. That's fun. I miss that.
We're asking people why are they so Saad.
Exactly. In this trade as
Brandon Saad also looks a little bit like Seth Rollins. A
little bit, yeah. Also in this trade, the Columbus Blue Jackets gave up Anton Forsberg, who's a goalie.
Yep.
Apparently a pretty good goalie. So that's probably going to be their backup. And a fifth round in 2018 for Panarin and Tyler Motte, who was a good young player, wasn't quite there yet, but he has a lot of potential, and a sixth round for 2017. So that was, overall, I thought a pretty even trade. because they got a goalie, that backup goalie they needed. They got the two-way player to help play with Taves that they needed. They give up Panarin, which kind of sucks, but overall, I think it works out in their favor.
And they did save some money here.
Yeah, they did.
So,
not a ton, but they did save some.
So that's going to help going forward, because you never know if, you know, with free agency, if they're going to be able to find someone.
Exactly.
So,
in keeping with Anton Forsberg, he actually was given an official deal today for 2 years, as well as Tomas Yurko was given a one-year deal. So that's all I have for Chicago.
Yeah. And because we're Oiler and Blackhawk fans, we don't care about anybody else right now.
I mean, I have others, but like Flyers traded Shen to the Blues.
Yeah.
For Latura, 2017 first round, a conditional 2018 first round.
Yeah.
That's kind of surprising.
Yeah, I think...
Shen, I would think, would be kind of one of their staples.
Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, that opens up a roster spot for their second overall pick that they took in Nolan Patrick.
Very true. So we get into that. Nico, how do you say his last name?
Hersher.
Hersher was first overall, which I wouldn't say fully surprised me because he did really well this year, but a little bit because it kept saying that all year that Nolan Patrick was going to go number one.
Well, this was a case of Nolan Patrick was pretty much the consensus number one pick until this year because Nolan Hersher just had a monster season.
And Nolan Patrick did get hurt.
Yeah. And Nolan Patrick did not perform well in the playoffs.
No.
So, and Nico Hersher did. So,
I hit like 80 points in like 60-something games. Like, yeah. That's unheard of.
I mean, it was a pretty close. I mean, a lot of people expected these two to go one and two. They really didn't know which one. Apparently, Ray Shiro knew right away he was going to be taking Nico Hersher.
Which is kind of funny because Hersher has a picture of him as a really young child in a Devil's jersey.
We'll also take this. New Jersey has a letter N on their jersey, and they took a guy for Nico. And then Philadelphia has a P for Patrick. Just saying.
It was meant to be.
Just saying.
Yep, meant to be. Did you hear about Duchesne being really pissed off? Here's what happened.
Well, I mean, I don't blame him, but at the same time, dude, perform better.
So what happened was Duchesne was really pushing to get a trade to go somewhere, anywhere else. And I guess Joe Sakic and the Colorado Avalanche were in talks with the Islanders for Hamonic? That's it.
Yep.
And I guess they were coming to an agreement, but they wanted too much for Duchesne. So they eventually, Garth Snow said, to hell with you. We're not going with you. And they eventually sent Hamonic to Calgary.
Yeah.
And apparently Duchesne is very not happy about that because he wanted to get out of Mile High City.
Well, I mean, eventually I can see him being traded sometime. So you just got to be patient.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very... This isn't a deep UFA class.
Apparently it wasn't a very deep draft either.
No, but I mean, like, for the free agency, it's not very deep. So there could be teams that lose out on players that they want.
Yes.
So that brings out trades. So you might not see a lot of, you know, signings right away, but you might see a couple trades later on.
Yes.
So I bet I'm going to go out on a limb and say Matt Duchesne will be traded before July 7th.
You heard it here first. If it doesn't happen, Mike the Ref and Epic Wood get their asses kicked.
And the Irishman.
And him too.
Because we both have vendettas against him.
V for vendettas. Mm-hmm. Yes. V for victory vendetta.
Well, we are victory.
We are victory. He is vendetta.
He's just our vendetta. Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, we were talking about the Edmonton Oilers in the first round, and they took history side, the smallest forward ever drafted in the first round.
I'm pretty sure Mrs. Maniac's almost taller than him.
Yeah. He is 5'7" 3/4.
Ooh, can't forget those 3/4.
And 147 pounds.
So he's a flyweight.
But he can score.
Kenny.
His name is Kyler Yamamoto.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
And, Yeah, if anybody was anybody watched the WHL, especially in the Edmonton era, he lit up the Oil Kings.
But to be fair, most teams lit up the Oil Kings this year.
Yeah, but the best part was when the Oilers drafted him, and then they showed the videos. All of his videos were just goals against the Oil Kings at Rogers Arena, Rogers Place.
That's hilarious.
It was pretty funny.
And what was it that he said when he was asked why they should choose him?
Oh, when Peter Chiarelli asked, why should we choose you? He said, because I will haunt you if you don't.
That's a good answer. That's a tag struggle answer. Yeah.
This guy is a little bit of all right.
It sounds like he could be, for sure.
And from what I saw, he's a very respectful kid, but very confident in himself. And he understands that just because he's little doesn't mean he has a disadvantage. And in today's NHL,
I mean,
smaller guys can play.
Goudreau, for example.
Well, then you even look at Tyler Johnson, Matt Zuccarello,
Martin St. Louis.
Yeah. Theo Fleury. I mean,
there have been some. It's not impossible. Especially nowadays where it's not as physical as it used to be. Even easier. Mm-hmm. Guys like this can be way more dangerous.
I mean, imagine him skating between the legs of Zdeno Chara.
That guy needs to retire.
But it'll probably happen, and it'll be fun.
It would look just like that movie MVP.
Or it'll just look like Connor McDavid against him. Or Jonathan Toews against him.
Yeah.
Both are very funny.
Yes, incredibly funny.
Oh, also, by the way, we were right before the NHL Awards last month. Connor McDavid.
Cleaning house.
Yes. He won the Hart, the Ted Lindsay. We already knew he won the Art Ross. But he's also on the cover of EA 18.
Yeah, NHL 18. And made first ballot All-Star team.
Well, I mean, that should have been a shoo-in.
Also, so did Patrick Kane. And second team, Panarin, who's no longer on the team, as well as Duncan Keith. So that's pretty much all we won this year, but at least we got something.
Hey, I mean, I'll take a second round exit. Knowing that we have the best player in the league.
Yeah, fair enough. So.
Hey, it was voted on by the players and the writers.
Absolutely. Now, the one thing I want to...
I believe Connor McDavid has been on the same amount of video game covers as Patrick Kane.
One.
Huh?
He was always going to be on two, and then, rape happens.
Well, it actually didn't.
No. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Accusations.
Because a couple of years ago, Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane were slated to be on the cover.
Yeah.
They were actually going to be slated to hold the Stanley Cup together. That was, the picture. And then the rape accusation came out, and EA Sports decided against Patrick Kane and then just put
Jonathan Toews. Is it just Jonathan me, Toews. Or did it seem like they revealed the cover way faster this year than normal? Like, I feel like it's normally August by the time we find out what's on the cover.
Well, I mean, they also had the expansion draft. They also had a lot of awards to get. There's a lot more.
But, I mean, normally it seems like the end of July or August when they finally reveal the cover, right? That's just to me. Maybe I'm wrong. But
they've been doing it at the awards lately. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. For the last few years.
Okay. Did you hear? They released everybody who's going to be in the 2017 Hockey Hall of Fame.
Nope.
So this year, the Hockey Hall of Fame class of 2017 will include Timo Salani, Dave Anderchuk, Mark Recchi, Paul Kariya, and others elected are Danielle Goyette, who helped Team Canada women capture the first women's gold medal at the Olympics in 98, and several others, as well as being a coach. And let's see, Boston Bruins owner Jeremy Jacobs, which, I mean, I guess if you're owner of a team long enough, you get in. I don't know. Not really sure why that one's in, but hey. And college hockey coach Claire Drake, who I've never heard of.
Really? Because there's an arena named after him in Edmonton.
Which one?
The Claire Drake Arena.
Where is it?
It's in the south side. He's actually very...
Is that one just off of... what is it? Calgary Trail?
Might be, yeah.
I might have actually played there.
See, that's the thing. I'm sure you have. Claire Drake is actually an icon when it comes to the hockey world.
And I've never heard... That's everybody's homework, including mine tonight. Look up who the hell Claire Drake is.
He was probably one of the best hockey minds for any coach, to be honest.
and yet he doesn't get any recognition because he's only college level?
Well, finally, at the age of 88, he's going in. And I
didn't realize he's that old.
A lot of people were very upset that it took so long for him to go in.
Huh.
Yeah, so Claire Drake is a...
Better than Scotty Bowen? Roger Nielsen?
Well, I mean, it's hard to compare their accolades because one was done at the NHL and one wasn't. But at the same time, Claire Drake was one of the best minds that hockey has seen.
So, where did he coach out of?
He did a lot of coaching here, too.
Okay.
So
for U of A? Did he get a lot?
Yeah. So, but, I mean, like, just do a research of him, and you'll be absolutely stunned with how much success he had and some of the players that he coached. I just say it's a well-deserved for Claire Drake, and it's about damn time.
I used to coach the Edmonton Oilers in the WHA.
Yep.
The Alberta Golden Bears, which I would assume would be the U of A Golden Bears.
Yeah. U of A, University of Alberta.
It just says Alberta, though.
Yeah, that's what they were called.
Whatever. He's got the CIAU Hockey Coach of the Year in 75 and 88. Played hockey for the UBC Thunderbirds. Graduated from University of British Columbia in 1951. There you go. How about that? How about that?
Yeah, definitely a Hall of Fame career.
Head coach of the Team Canada gold medal team at Spengler Cup. How about that?
And we all know how hard the Spengler Cup is.
Sure.
So, yeah, moving on. I guess this is the fun part where we now kind of predict, you know, who's going to get paid the most when July 1 hits.
Sure. Who's available?
Well, I got Kevin Shattenkirk, who...
$40.
I think is going to get overpaid huge. And I truly believe that he's going to go to the New York Rangers or Boston Bruins.
You think so?
I think he might see the 7-year... 49 mil deal with the New York Rangers. They did trade some of their players. They bought out Dan Girardi.
Yep.
Cleared up some cap there. They traded Derek Stepan.
Stepan
and T. Ratna. So, I don't know. And there's reports that they were prepared to offer Leon Draisaitl an offer sheet.
Really?
Which was, I believe, a 7-year, I think it was $9 million per year for 7 years, so $63 million.
Not bad. It's a pretty good amount of coin.
Yeah. So, yeah. I doubt that'll happen. Shirelli did say he'll match anything. But, I mean, that would definitely eat up some of the cap space for Connor McDavid. But, you'll just drop somebody else because you keep both those guys no matter what.
Yeah.
But... I mean, I'd be shocked if Draisaitl actually makes $9 million a year.
I don't know if he's proven himself to be $9 million a year man yet.
I think he gets six and a half.
Yep, that I can see. I just don't think he gets nine.
No.
Not yet.
I think he'd actually rather play in Edmonton than the Rangers, to be honest.
I agree to that.
I think we're now living in a time where the Edmonton Oilers are an organization that people actually want to play for. That was actually one of the surprising things about Kyler Yamamoto, the first-round pick. He said he wanted the Oilers to draft him.
There you go.
So when you're selecting 22 and you get what you want, and apparently the Oilers actually tried to trade up for him, couldn't, still got him, 22. So, you know. Something actually worked out there. And then, do you know who Chicago took in there?
Oh, I couldn't even begin to pronounce his name. It's some Finnish guy. His name's 32 characters long, but... I looked him up briefly. It's a pretty solid choice, a defenseman. Pretty big guy.
Yeah, probably expecting to be a cornerstone of the D, probably within the next 5 years.
I'd say, yeah, next 5 years he'll probably be a mainstay on that roster.
Yeah.
So they picked quite a few defensemen. Their second round pick was a Canadian defenseman, who is not bad. They picked some guy in the fifth round, last name Fu. It was funny.
He's actually, I believe, a brother or related to Spencer Fu, who is slated to be picking a team this week, and the Edmonton Oilers are in the mix.
And Spencer Fu, he's the one that plays in the...
He's a highly touted college forward.
College forward, right?
Yeah. So.
This one, I think he's a defenseman.
No, he's a forward.
No. The one...
Oh, Chicago yeah. Pick, yeah, yeah.
He's a defenseman.
So. Another choice for anybody who knows. The son of Rod Brind'Amour, Skyler Brind'Amour, drafted by the Edmonton Oilers.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And in a couple years, the Oilers, after a save made by this guy... could be doing a Simpsons impression.
Why?
Because they took Lethbridge goalie. What's the last name? Skinner.
Huh. Nice.
So, Rogers plays. If Skinner plays on the Oilers and he makes a save.
An amazing, spectacular save.
I think you got to play the sound clip.
I think so.
Everyone.
I think so.
It might be annoying, but it'll be funny.
Yeah, I think if there's like some sort of penalty shot or something like that, and he ends up making a good save, whatever, play that.
So,
hell, even if they score on him, do it, play it, because that'd be funny.
Actually, that would be kind of funny.
Did you hear that Pronger's named senior advisor for the Panthers?
I did.
So I guess he's no longer in charge of, you know, making people pay for their sins.
Mm-hmm. No, and I believe he's still getting paid by the Arizona Coyotes.
That guy's kind of a knob. But I respect him.
Well, so
he's kind of a knob.
So is Pavel Datsyuk.
He's also kind of a knob, but I also respect him.
I think Pavel Datsyuk won the KHL championship this year.
He did, with Kovalchuk, who we might see some point this next coming season.
Yeah, do you think he actually plays in the NHL next year?
I think it's possible. He's been looking.
Now, do you think... he stayed. Any like truth of him staying in New Jersey in your eyes?
No, he wouldn't go back to New Jersey.
I mean, when they got Taylor Hall, they got Nico Hischier now.
No, I just can't see it. I think he would. He's been doing a lot of talking with Radulov, who I think he might look at going to Montreal.
Wouldn't be interesting. Now, another name that you would have to think could be out of the way of Montreal. But also is possibly negotiating an extension is Galchenyuk.
Yeah.
Now, I still think he gets moved. And I would not be surprised if we see a Galchenyuk Duchene trade.
That'd be interesting. Be very interesting.
And I think it's a trade that would help both teams. And I think would solve...
Do you think they do it straight up, or do they do that plus a couple others?
See, that's the thing. I don't know, and I would...
I personally don't think Galchenyuk's quite on Duchene's level.
Yeah, but I don't think Duchene helped his cause this past season.
I agree.
And I think it all depends on how much Matt Duchene complains about staying in Colorado.
I think the more he complains, either they might hold off and do the Steve Yzerman treatment, or they might just get rid of him.
But, I mean, either way, I mean, the more Matt Duchene complains about wanting to leave Colorado also doesn't look good on other teams.
No, because why would you want a guy who complains?
Exactly. So, I mean, he's got to be careful, in my eyes, here. He needs to just accept whatever happens and then man it out.
Going forward, it would be interesting to see him say, hypothetically, that whole Hamonic trade went through and worked. Hypothetically having Eberle, Duchene, and Tavares on a line. That would be something.
That's a top line.
That's a top line.
So,
Oh, did you also hear about Matt Murray trolling
yes.
country star Dierks Bentley?
Oh, I sure did.
Hilarious. So for those of you who don't know, Dierks Bentley is something of a country star. He was very much behind Nashville Predators when they were making the run. And I believe there's video of him joining in the chants of the Murray, you suck, it's all your fault. So Dierks Bentley recently just went to Pittsburgh to perform at the show. Murray left him a signed jersey of his, and it said, "It's all your fault," and Matt Murray underneath it. That's hilarious. I like that.
Now, it would have been funny if he was actually at the concert, handed the jersey to him, while showing him, "Oh yeah, look, by the way, I got a Stanley Cup."
Or brought the Stanley Cup out and then took the jersey off, gave it to him. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
But no, you know what? To Dierks Bentley's credit, he wore it on stage.
Yeah, I'd wear a free jersey. You got to get the crowd to cheer you, man.
That's fair.
It's all about the, it's all about crowd work at this point.
Yeah, damage control, really.
Well, exactly.
That's all I have for hockey. It's been a really hockey-heavy episode. That's all I got. I do have one thing for wrestling.
Yeah, me too, and I'm actually going to tie this in with Nashville Predators.
Dude, go for it.
Nashville Predator fan Rusev came back at a live event in Vancouver 2 days ago.
I will actually tie it into that. Same live event. Kevin Owens had really sweet t-shirts that are apparently not for sale anywhere else than the live events. Kind of pissed me off. Well, those looked awesome.
Yeah, and we also saw Nakamura not being able to make the trip because he was not allowed in Canada due to legal issues.
What did he do?
Apparently has something to do with his visa. It has nothing to do with what he did. It's just all getting across the Canadian border. We all know.
Apparently, it's harder to get across the Canadian border than the U.S. Oh, that's interesting.
It is absolutely stupid how the Canadian border works.
I agree.
So, but yeah, Seth Rollins took his place.
That would have been good.
Yeah, so we saw that Jinder Mahal against Seth Rollins in a no DQ or in a WWE title match, and
that would have been
Seth Rollins won by disqualification, but then ended up putting Jinder Mahal through a table.
He didn't do that powerbomb thing where he destroyed his knee, did he?
No, but it was a powerbomb.
Okay.
And then he did a buckle bomb on the Singh brothers, one into the other.
I like it. So, the only thing I have for wrestling, Mauro Ranallo is back announcing, but in NXT. And I think the combination of him and Nigel McGuinness will be fantastic.
I also love his nickname.
The Bipolar or something or other?
The Bipolar Rock and Roller.
That's the one. I like it. He's embracing his flaws. That's awesome.
Well, I think this was much like the Daniel Bryan firing. Just understood in a shorter amount of time.
Yeah. Where
you had a guy who, you know, Daniel Bryan very much was a vegan when he first was hired by the WWE, and he was fired after the Nexus made their debut.
Allegedly for choking out Justin Roberts with his own tie.
And spitting on John Cena.
Really?
Apparently.
Good for him.
But apparently it wasn't because he choked Justin Roberts. Apparently the choking was too graphic for the audience.
I loved it.
Yeah. Regardless, Daniel Bryan was a big advocate for not eating meat, saving the so PETA was actually very unhappy, we'll say, with the Daniel Bryan following. And that actually kind of helped lead him back into the WWE, along with a lot of guys, notably John Cena, putting in good words for him. But also because of, you know, this guy could be used in a positive way because of, but yeah, just like with Mauro Ranallo, he's bipolar. We all know how important mental health is right now.
Yeah.
Having somebody who's bipolar, actually, they now understand that, you know what, we should be helping the cause and not
hindering it.
So having someone who's bipolar should be used to help raise awareness to other people who are bipolar.
Going back to Daniel Bryan, he made a very cryptic tweet the other day.
It was really cryptic, though.
Well, just saying that maybe if, who was it? Cody Rhodes, the new Ring of Honor World Champion.
Congratulations.
That's awesome. That apparently if he gets to 400 and whatever days that...
462.
62. If he gets to that point in his Ring of Honor title reign, that he'll have to come back and stop him.
And now a lot of people weren't sure if that's how long Daniel Bryan held the title or how long Daniel Bryan has left on his WWE contract.
I think it's how long he held the title. He held it for a couple years. Yeah. But it would not surprise me if it was a bit of both.
Yeah. So that's, I guess that's where the cryptic come.
Yes.
We're pretty sure we're going to get a text from Mike the ref saying, oh, guess what? I know the facts. This is what it is. Mike.
We don't care.
We're just adding to speculation. Shut up.
We are going completely on one thing that we read and then our own speculation. So clearly we're right.
Yeah. We've said this earlier in the podcast on previous episodes that you can get when you download the Sons of Struggle, that whatever we say is true, so your opinion is not relevant.
Agreed.
Also,
apparently Paige and Alberto Del Rio broke up again, but who really cares? As long as she makes more movies.
Yeah. Homemade.
Yeah. Not so much with Del Rio. I don't want to see him, but someone else, you know.
Big E.
Up, down, down. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. On the PhD.
Go through the entire cast. I don't care. Yeah. Whatever. Go through the entire locker room. I don't care. I don't really care about seeing Del Rio.
How interesting would it be if you would have saw a Paige Rusev Lana video?
Yeah. Or, you know, a Paige Alexa Bliss. Just
and Murphy.
You know, you don't even have to have Murphy. Just two of them.
Blake and Murphy just watch.
They can be the cameramen.
And their theme song plays.
That would be okay.
That would be very funny.
That'd be weird, but I'd watch it.
Well, we all know Alexa Bliss is into that, you know.
Snap.
Cosplay.
Selfie stuff.
No, the cosplay.
That too.
Yeah. And she likes glitter.
Yes, she does.
And the words of Motley Crue, all the glitter is gone.
Yes. Now, the last thing I have is last week, I said something's coming up in 2 weeks for our 30th episode, just after the Canada Day. I'm going to reveal a little more. The segment that I am going to start doing is called Maniac MD Award of Excellence. It's something that I've been doing kind of on my own for a while. Anything that deserves special recognition for being above and beyond and that good deserves the Maniac MD stamp of approval. And I keep them MD because I started this back when I was a doctor before I lost it, which I'm going to night classes to get that back.
Well, you know, I'm certified in first aid.
You're on your way.
There you go.
I'm certified to give babies Heimlich, but I did it once too hard. Well, now we're here.
I know a friend, Jared, who did that. Now he's in jail.
Yeah, I got away. I got a really good lawyer. Mm-hmm. I had OJ's lawyer, so I got off lucky.
Sweet.
Yeah. But anyway, so the first recipient of the Maniac MD Award of Excellence, the first official one on this podcast, will be revealed next week.
Dun, dun, dun!
And I may even throw in past ones that I've just kind of done on my own. Wait and see.
Yeah, but no.
It's not going to be a weekly thing.
They wouldn't know who the past ones were.
No. I might. I don't know. It's not going to be a weekly segment. It's going to be just every once in a while when someone deserves it.
Whenever he fucking wants to.
Yeah, so if you want to harass me and think you deserve an IGND Award of Excellence, you better deserve it. You better go above and beyond. Yeah. And cater to the struggle and their every need.
Well, I really hope that Buzz Lightyear wins it.
That'd be sweet. Imagine that. Tag struggle to infinity and beyond.
Yeah. That, ooh, t-shirt idea. We'll another talk t-shirt. After yes, this we'll podcast. Talk, yes. Yeah. So, we're going to go discuss some t-shirts.
I'm going to go pay up on my beer.
Yeah. So, we're going to leave you guys now. And this was episode 28 of the Sounds of Struggle.
29.
Well, for me, it felt like 28 never finished.
That's deep.
That is deep.
Deep.
So deep.
It's like entering you through your ear holes.
We are 1 week away from episode triple X.
First episode with the Maniac MD Award of Excellence. First episode, was it post 150 for Canada?
Yep.
Post us doing another domination all over MPW.
Yep.
And post Free Agent Frenzy starting. It's going to be a little bit of all right.
Struggleicious, bitch.
Indubitably.
Anyway, this is episode 29, and we are the struggle, and we are real.
But more importantly, we are
spectacular. Little bitches. And when your heart's pounding out of your chest, you can feel the same shaking as you're running out of breath. If you're ready to rock, we'll just let it roll. Are you ready now? Are you ready to move with me? Just move with me. Move with me. Come on, get up and move with me. Just move with me. Move with me. Up on the floor.